If you have your Bibles, want to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we'll look at one verse of Scripture. And that's verse 50. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. And then we're going to look at Romans chapter 8. 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. And then turn to Romans chapter 8. And let's begin reading with verse 5, Romans chapter 8. For those who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but those who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I want to talk to you about inheriting the kingdom of God. Note what he said to begin with here in verse 50, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The problem that we have with Christians is we're trying to get spiritual things naturally. I'll let that sink in. We're trying to get things from the Spirit naturally, and it can't be done. Natural cannot inherit the Spirit. Spiritual things have to be inherited spiritually. And so the natural must die in order to inherit the spiritual kingdom. Now, you just stay with me here, because it's almost going to sound contradictory, okay? In the natural, the testator... Let me preface this. When it comes to a will, there's basically two people that's in focus, all right? One is the testator. That's the one who's giving the inheritance, or testatrix if it's a woman, okay? Then there is the heir or heiress of that will. Well, in the natural, for a person to inherit, then the testator must die. Otherwise, everything still belongs to that person. But unlike the natural, in the spirit realm, in the kingdom of God, excuse me, it requires the heir to die. Well, how do I receive the inheritance if I die? You're not going to get it if you don't. Okay? So the natural and the spiritual are totally opposite. We're talking about dying to carnality. Now, you go back to Romans, the 8th chapter, and Paul is telling us that the carnal mind is hostile toward God. It will not submit itself to the law of God. What is that? It's the kingdom of God. The carnal mind will not submit itself to God's kingdom. Consequently, it can't inherit anything out of the kingdom of God because it won't submit to it. Does that make sense to you? And so we're not going to receive anything carnally from this spiritual kingdom or from the kingdom of God. Now, according to Luke 17, verse 20, he tells us that the kingdom of God does not come with natural observation. Or I could say it this way, you cannot naturally see the kingdom of God. Verse 21, he tells you that the kingdom of God is in you. It's an invisible kingdom to the natural eye. but not an invisible kingdom to the eye of the Spirit. The Spirit sees it very clearly. Okay? And so, in the natural, you don't inherit what you don't see, do you? Nor do you in the Spirit. You can't inherit the things of God's kingdom until you see them. And you can't see them looking naturally. You have to see them through the eyes of the Spirit. We call that faith. Everything you receive from God, it's by faith. The very fact that I believe that there is a God existing is because of what I believe. It's by faith. How many of you have ever seen God? None of you. But we've seen what He can do. We've seen the effect of God in our own lives. And so we hear a message of salvation. We believe that message, that there has been a substitute, Jesus Christ, who bore our sin, paid the penalty to give us eternal life. And so today we say we have eternal life because of what we're perceiving in the Spirit. We cannot give you natural evidence. We have spiritual evidence. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I have the proof inside me of something you can't see. You with me? The world can't see what we have because they're looking naturally. And when you talk about a kingdom, even the average Christian is looking for a natural kingdom. That was the problem when Jesus came to earth. The religious system was looking for a natural kingdom. God's going to set up, or the Messiah is going to set up His throne. He's going to overthrow the government. And we're going to see something natural take place. Well, it didn't happen the way they thought it would happen. So they wouldn't receive the Messiah. They were looking naturally and they couldn't see beyond the natural. They were listening naturally. Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. And if you're not listening by the Spirit, you're not going to hear God talk. And that's the problem in church, the world today. They just hear a man talking or a woman talking, whatever the case is. They don't hear God speaking. They just see a person. Well, I don't see God. No, you're looking through the wrong eyes. You're looking out here and you have to come in here. And people have a misconception of the kingdom of God. He's already told us flesh and blood is not going to inherit it. But in Luke, 12th chapter, He says, Jesus doing the talking, He says it's the Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom to you. God wants us to enjoy the inheritance of the kingdom. But we can't do it looking from natural eyes. Carnal man's not going to receive the things that God has for you. You didn't get saved naturally. He got saved spiritually. You look the same, basically, as far as features go, before and after. Now, your countenance might have changed. Light may have come into you, this type thing. But when you look at the mirror, people still recognize you as far as physical appearance. But when you're looking through the eyes of the Spirit, it's totally different. It's totally different. That's why He says it's a new creation in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Behold, lo, look, pay attention. Don't look at the old. Everything is new, but it's dealing with the inward man, which nobody can see. All they do is look at your house, and they'll judge you by your house, rather than through the eyes of the Spirit. Well, that's the thing, but the problem we're having today is people want something natural to look at, and so they either fabricate gods images. You with me? Or they look at some system and make that system their God. You think about it from the very beginning here. Men had the idea that they needed to see something visible, so they started making idols, carving things out of trees or whatever. Later on, they get more sophisticated and start molding these things and shaping these things out of silver and gold, coming out of their own imagination. They want a God they can see. Not understanding, they made it. If not, well, what's it going to do for you? And so when God selects a man, Abram, and just ask him to hear him and obey him without seeing anything. And here you see a man brings in a seed, starting with a nation, ultimately ended up with the seed Jesus. You look at Israel when they come out of Egypt, seed of Abraham. Moses takes them to the mountain. God speaks to them. They don't see a form. All they hear is a voice. But isn't it amazing when Moses goes up on the mount to get everything in writing, only there 40 days, 40 nights, in less than 2 months, a little over a month, the people become so disenchanted, I've got to see something. Aaron, make us a God. And we'll just call this the God who brought us out. Man is always wanting to look at something visible rather than to go inside and start looking at things by the Spirit. And if you're going to get what God has, you're going to get it by the Spirit. You're not going to get it naturally. Looking naturally is always to one's detriment. How do you see God? Do you see God from a natural perspective? You know, we have all types of icons, and we'll build these churches and with all these steeples and make everything look like when it's become an image, a shrine. A shrine. The sad part of it is God doesn't live there. It's a shrine that men made. God's temple is in our hearts. This is where He establishes His kingdom. That's why He tells us that the worship must be internal. It has to be spirit. If you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Wow, this is a spiritual kingdom. God is spirit. And so everything we're doing is by the Spirit. So if we're going to receive all these benefits, we'll have to receive it by the Spirit. And see, we're joint heirs with Jesus. But how many of you know Jesus is Spirit? This is more than a history lesson. You know, people think of just 33 years of natural man. No, the Spirit took on a natural body. He walked this earth in a natural body by the Spirit. Always led by the Spirit of God. Always doing what His Father wanted. Always submitted to the kingdom. Consequently, He was inheriting the benefits of the kingdom. That's why He could do the phenomenal things on earth that He did, because He was looking at everything through the eyes of the Spirit, not naturally. And so He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Well, we're looking for something natural, and we're missing the place He's already prepared for us. God's taken up His dwelling in our hearts. The Spirit of God lives in us. Jesus is in our heart, but it's all by faith. And if you're going to receive the benefit of that, you're going to have to look at it from the Spirit. And the thing that was so impressed upon me this afternoon is you have to, if you're going to receive anything from God, you will receive that by the Spirit. People were looking for an inheritance, not understanding it's not a natural inheritance that God's talking about. It's a spiritual inheritance. Mom and daddy or whomever leave you natural inheritance. God leaves us spiritual inheritance. And so we're going to have to start looking at things through the eyes of the Spirit. This is one of the reasons he says, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, you see things by the Spirit. You walk naturally, you just see everything naturally, carnally. And you don't know how to handle things of the Spirit. Jesus knew how to handle things of the Spirit by the Spirit, not trying to deal with things from a natural perspective. Religion tries to deal with everything from a natural perspective. You think about it. That's why you have so many rules and regulations imposed upon people. Dance to our music. Do it our way. If you don't do it our way, we can't accept it. We can't see it. We have to see it in order to accept it. And that's the way people are with religion. Well, I'll have to see some form. That's how liturgy came into existence, with all this stuff that people go through. They want to see a form. I want the real. And the real is Spirit. Do you understand? The real brought what you see into existence that you call real. God said. How many of you have ever seen words? You're not seeing them now, are you? But how many times have we said, I see that, when somebody tells you something? What are you doing? You're getting it in the Spirit. You're getting the image in the Spirit of what they're saying. It's not that you're seeing something naturally. You're seeing something spiritually. Well, can you see your spiritual inheritance? If you can't, you don't inherit it. You have to see it in order to receive it. You with me? And God, everything God gives is going to be invisible to carnal. But it'll be very alive to the Spirit man. I'll give you a good example of the Holy Spirit. Now just think about the last word. Not holy natural. Holy Spirit. What does that mean? You're not going to be able to see. What did Jesus tell Nicodemus about? He said, the new birth, it's like the wind. You can't see the wind. You see the effect of the wind. You can't see the Spirit of God. You see the effect that the Spirit of God has on an individual's life. And I don't have to be around a person long to know if they're a person of the Spirit or a person of the carnal. Their mouth will betray them. You understand? You'll know where they're coming from just by just paying attention, just observing. You won't see God naturally. God wants us in tune to the Spirit. His kingdom is a very real kingdom. The people don't accept that kingdom. They're looking at a kingdom here. You know, when Jesus said to pray, Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Getting established in here. People are looking for something that's already here. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he saw this. He didn't know what it meant. But how that kingdom stone cut out of the mountain without hands rolls down and crushes all these four world kingdoms that the statue represented. Okay? But what happened after that? That kingdom of God started filling the earth. Are you with me? John the Baptist was introducing people to the kingdom of God. It's coming. It's coming. The King of the kingdom came. He said, it's near you. You have to receive it. Just because it's near you doesn't mean you benefit from it. You have to receive it. And then when he ascends back into heaven and the day of Pentecost comes, now the kingdom of God is getting established in the hearts of people who God calls the body of Christ. The body of Christ are spirit-ruled people, not flesh-ruled people. The body of Christ is a spiritual body, not a natural body. But people think of the body of Christ as physical bodies. No, it's the physical body's patterned after. You understand, everything natural is patterned after spiritual. And so this is a spiritual body that God wants ruling right here on earth. Why would he say, pray that your kingdom come on earth, if he doesn't want to rule on earth? But how's he going to rule on earth? Not by overthrowing the government. He's going to do it by the Spirit. You understand? The Spirit is more powerful than the natural. The Spirit can change the natural. You with me? And the only way natural can gain ascendancy is for the Spirit to back down. And you know what happened? Satan convinced people to get the Spirit out of the church, to where he could take over with religion and with form, things that appeal to what? The flesh. People today are looking for things that appeal to the flesh. I don't know that I've ever had a phone call questioning me about the spiritual things of the church. They want to know if you offer this, if you offer this, what programs do you offer? And this day and time, music is, that's a key seller. You want to market the church. That's natural. Do it with music. You do it with programs. And to me, it's like the Israelite David trying to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem on a heathen method, patterned after the Philistines' cart. They bring it in on a cart. Cost the man his life. And they didn't bring it in. So he went back and did some studying. Oh, we did it wrong. The only way you can get the presence of God in is on men's shoulders. Men carry the presence of God. You want God in the place, then it's going to have to be by the Spirit, not by a program or a method. It's by the Spirit. So do you want to inherit this kingdom? Then stop looking at it naturally. Stop looking at it religiously. And start understanding God is Spirit. And He made me in His image. Right? God's a three-part being. We're a three-part being. God is Spirit. We're Spirit. The Spirit came first, and then he built the house. Oh, that's a body for Jesus to live in. He built a house for the Word to live in. We have a house for the Word to live in, but the Word is to dominate the house. The house is not to dominate the Word. You with me? You want to receive from God? It'll have to be by the Spirit. Let's stop talking about our inheritance and let's start enjoying the inheritance. Right? By putting the things into practice that's been given to us. Amen? Stop seeing yourself as defeated and the world winning. When you start seeing the spirit side of this thing, you're going to understand that the Spirit of God has never been in a losing mood. Now, with that said, get your mind off of the natural and you won't think about your age. Well, getting older, this is happening and that's happening. Just yesterday, I had a man to say that, you know, getting older and I don't do what I used to do. Just because you're thinking naturally. Moses was 120 years old. It says his eyes weren't dim and his natural forces were not abated. You understand, the man climbed the mountain to die and the climbing didn't kill him. He's in pretty good shape. You with me? He's not thinking naturally, carnally. And we've got to stop thinking carnally, naturally, because we put limitations on ourselves. And people all around you will try to limit you. God's saying, take the lid off. What you can do is dependent upon what you can see. Start seeing through the eyes of the Spirit, and you can say what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we get rid of the I can'ts and start seeing what we can do. Well, you have an inheritance. Are you inheriting it? Are you benefiting from your inheritance? If you're not seeing through the eyes of the Spirit, you only talk about it. It's amazing how many people are waiting to die to get their inheritance. Not understanding you have to die, then you get your inheritance. Die now. Receive your inheritance now. You with me? Now, you remember the difference between natural and spiritual? The natural, the testator dies. But the spiritual, the heir dies. And once the heir dies, the flesh, carnality, he'll start enjoying what's been given to him by the testator who didn't stay dead. He died long enough to execute his own will, rose again to execute his own will, you understand? And he wants us walking in that will, enjoying our inheritance. Amen? All right. That's the message. Enlarge our territory. Your hands with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us. You give us peace. Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered. Those who hate you, be before you. Amen. You guys have a great week. And think about this.